It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM, 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Jessica Harrow. She is with the Boys and Girls Club here in Price. Some exciting news. We have a home and we're getting ready to reopen. Been moving a lot of things and getting people registered and signed up. We're going to talk all about those things right now. Jessica, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
So let's let people know what really the Boys and Girls Club is, what it's all about.
So Boys and Girls Club is an after-school program. We support our kids' academic success. We provide healthy snacks. We want to provide activities like STEM and math and homework tutoring to really support what schools are doing and what parents are doing at home. So it's very vital to the students in our community.
So, I mean, it is, but it's not really just a place for kids to go hang out after school.
No, no, not at all.
In a roundabout way. They are, you know, and that's one of the great things is, you know, you guys have that homework help there and you do projects and things to kind of continue the education even when they're done with school for the day and just try and do fun projects and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And our teens have some amazing programs too where they're learning leadership skills and do service projects around the community. So it's amazing. It's an amazing program.
All right, so you guys closed down about the same time as the schools, right, in March?
Yeah, yeah, it seems like quite a while ago, so it's going to be good to be back.
And then you had the story with the building getting sold by the county and looking for a new home, and now you found a new home, basically is what you've done.
Yeah, so we're at our new location now. Since the building closed down, we had a lot of youth that reached out and said, hey, when are you going to be coming back? We miss you. So we've reminded the youth and the kids, like, club is not where the building is. Club is where the youth are. So that's what it's about.
Okay, so you're ready for the opening and you're pushing for October 5th, right?
That's correct.
Okay, let's tell the people a little about the building, where it's located and all that stuff.
So our new location is on 60 East 100 North. It is right across from Sodalicious, where the previous Rocky Mountain Care building was.
So you're the building itself is a little smaller, but it's a better use of space, kind of from what I've talked to the people, like when I had Olivia in and stuff like that. They said it's kind of a better use of space for the building itself.
Yeah, it's more accessible, and it's much newer than our previous building, so it's going to be a good change.
Okay, and you said you've got two more storage units, basically, that you've got to unload and you guys are in?
Yeah, we actually, this past week, had some amazing community members. Megan Marshall was involved. We had the Sun Center from USU and the Single Adult Ward. We had lots of volunteers come. We had five units we had to unload, and we are down to two. So that was great to have the community come together and help us.
Every little bit helps, really. And you guys are taking registrations right now, but once again, you're saying that because of COVID, spots are limited, correct?
Yeah, so right now we want to get as many youth registered as possible. Once we reach our capacity, we will have youth moved onto a wait list, but then we will hire more staff because we want everyone to be able to be involved.
And come into the club. Now, what are you talked about homework help and some of those kinds of things. What are some of the projects that you guys work on with these kids that are just fun projects that they're really like quietly, secretly learning something?
Yeah, so STEM is a big thing. We like to do art. We do music with the teens. We have some staff that are actually very musically talented, so they've taught them how to play the guitar, ukulele. We have a sound system, so we want to be able to open up as many avenues as possible for them to learn new skills that they can take into the real world.
And you guys have done this, you know, once again, we said that you guys kind of closed up shop in March, but that's not necessarily true. You had summer programs that you guys still did, right?
Yeah. So right after COVID happened, we had an emergency child care center that was available to essential workers. And we had a few youth that were involved with that. And then right after, during the summer, we had a summer program available to the teens that was ran at the park since our building had been sold at that point. But we had an amazing time, had lots of games, and it was good for the teens to come together and feel like they still had a sense of community and people that were there for them.
Absolutely. And that's really, once again, it goes back to the story that it's not a building.
Mm-hmm.
It's the people. It's the, you know, it's that's what the club is all about.
100%.
All right. So if anyone is interested in registering, what do they need to do?
Reach out. You can reach out either on our Facebook page. Our phone is up and running, or on my email as well. So we have multiple avenues for parents to reach out to us.
Okay. What's the phone number there?
The phone number is 435-637-6066.
I know it throws you. You never call yourself.
No, never.
All right. So if anybody has or wants information, you can check out the Facebook page, or you could go and give them a call. And why don't you put your email out there in case somebody would like to email you?
Yeah. My email is jharo, that's H-A-R-O, at gslclubs.org.
All right. And you wanted to talk about, you've got an event that's coming up the end of October. And the closer that it gets, we'll bring you back in. And let's talk about what's going on then and some of the details there.
So at the end of October, right before Halloween, on October 30th, we're going to host a Lights On After School event. Lots of prizes, lots of fun events, but we'll cover more details as those are hashed out.
Okay. So yeah, we'll have you back in a few weeks and we'll talk about it. It's crazy that we're all, you know, we're here at the end of September and moving right into October.
Yep. It has been a twilight zone.
All right, Jessica, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
It's Jessica Harrow with the local Boys and Girls Club looking to open up on October 5th in the new building, and they're ready to go. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, KOALITV.com. Also, listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.